Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Golden State continues, despite all their great teams, a long, long way to go to maybe get to 500 in the Valley of the Sun. Buzzer sounds, game's over, final score 113-105. The Warriors all time in the Valley of the Sun are now 39-96. Well, Golden State has lost their fourth in a row. They dropped to 12-7. They're now just one game ahead of the Phoenix Suns, who are 11-8. Though the Suns are 2-7 in their last nine games, but they came out with energy. They came out with some ball movement tonight. They had 31 assists on 38 buckets. They were really good from three most of the night. Warriors did not defend the three well. 18 of 35 were the Suns from beyond the arc, 51%. Warriors shot 35%, and they're just not getting the kind of consistent performances that they need in order to come away with wins. Gary Payton was a not great tonight. Neither was Buddy Hield or Jonathan Kuminga. As you know, even though they would finish with 23 points between Hield and Kuminga, they were minus 14, minus 15 on the floor. That means that the Suns outscored them by that margin when they played, and they both played, you know, 16 minutes and 19 minutes. I mean, it's just not going to get it done, as they just did not have a great night, you know, off the bench overall. Kevon Looney had 9 points off the bench. He was the best bench player tonight, 9 points and 6 rebounds. Curry would end up with 23. He now is one of the 29 players in NBA history to score 24,000 points, albeit it came late in a loss, so it really didn't have the kind of impact you would like. Buddy Hield has moved up to 17th on the all-time three-point list. But again, the bottom line is, you know, numbers are numbers, but you want to win games, and they did not win tonight. Struggled from the field in terms of defense tonight. They didn't rotate well in the first half. They didn't stay in front of guys penetrating in the first half. That set up a lot of easy three-point shots. Those are things to be looked at. Now, the Suns, on the other hand, without Beal, without Nurkic, I thought really did a nice job. 27 from Devin Booker, who's always good against the Warriors. And it just seems that he gets better with age. You know, he just seems to be that kind of a player. Devin Booker has now scored 8 straight games now where he scored at least 25 points against the Warriors, 25 or more, 8 in a row. Kevin Durant, 21 points on 10 rebounds. Booker and Durant did not shoot the ball well. They were combined 15 of 40, but they did get to the free throw line. Booker was 8 of 8. Durant was 4 of 6. And so those two helped pace Phoenix to the win tonight. The Warriors get ready to head to Denver. They'll do that on Monday to take on the Nuggets in their final cup game of the season. They've already qualified for the cup, but win or loss in that game will determine where they play. But more importantly, they just need to get a win, whether it's a cup game or a non-cup game. They just need to get a victory right now, and the Warriors need to find some good things to happen for them to try to get some of their momentum back from a great start to the season. So I think if you're looking at it from the Warrior point of view tonight, you've got to get more energy coming off your bench. You've got to defend the three-point shot better. You got to stay in front of penetrators better. And if they can do that, I think they'll get it turned around. But they have to get back to those principles, their rules, and just remember that, you know, the teams are going to come at them now with their A game. They know it's not going to be a pushover type game with Golden State, and they're going to come at them. You have to respond with that kind of energy and that kind of attention.